Hello, Questers. Hope everybody's having a good day today for our podcast of yesterday's stuff on the Curse of Oak Island. How is everybody doing? We'll wait a while till everybody comes in a little bit as they're getting their notifications that I'm online. As long as you press the bell, that you get notifications. But I don't need no notification for the person on the phone right now from Canada. Here she is, the one and only, the queen of Quest of Oak Island, Judy. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, everybody. Good to be here, as always. And I think we have a good podcast coming up tonight, so stay tuned.
Yep, we got a little bit of bonus updates to show you what's going on all today on a Wednesday. Hump day. I hope you enjoyed the show last night. And let's get our hellos in from the top here. And don't forget, tonight is the free book giveaway. Corey and Christopher are giving away a total of 4 books. Tonight will be the second book, and still you have 2 more weeks to win a book. So don't give up. Nobody will win 2 books, just like the hat. If you won the hat and you'll get the book, we'll redraw on the hat, so somebody that has not received a Quest hat around the world will get one. You know what I mean, Judy?
Right on, John. Yeah, so keep trying, guys, if you haven't got one yet.
Yep. Here we go. Sand Dollar. Gloria. Michael. Patricia. DVD. Laird's. Hashtag book in the live stream of StreamYard. Oh, God. Oh, please. There you are. Okay, Lairds. I see you. Connor, we'll get to that. It's the news is authenticated by me and Oak Island. It is not AL. Hello, Gary. Hello, Rebecca. There's Christopher. Hashtag book. Very good, Christopher. It had to be in there, Christopher. You just have to look. As long as you did hashtag book, just like you did, your name will be in there. Hello, Meow. Hello, Brenda. She's got her hat on. There you go. She's got her Quest hat on. She's ready to party.
Good for you, Brenda.
Hello, John. Hello, John. Judy Mods and the Fellowship of the Hat. Lordy 40. Holy Mooyan. In Sydney, she can see me, she can hear me, and you can hear Judy, right?
She said she could.
Ready, Luann. Not in Facebook. Hello, Carol. Hashtag book in the YouTube StreamYard side. Hello, Scott. There's the professor. Lots of information today, Daniel. I hear you, Queen Judy. There's...
You started something, John.
There's Ashley. You got to be in the YouTube StreamYard, not in Facebook. Kathy the Hook. You guys are still doing it on Facebook. I don't know what else to tell you. On top of that banner that I'm live, you see, give StreamYard your name and Just your profile picture. That's all you got to do. That's it. Carol's over here. People are over there. And here is our cabin in the woods. Now, here I am watching Oak Island for years. I'm glad you find your channel. Well, thank you for being here. Subscribe if you can. Help support. Hit that notification bell. Glad you're here with us.
Yes, welcome, Calvin, for sure.
Renee, holy 40, holy Muyan. It was a good show last night. We learned more. Prince Daniel, King John, Princess Kathy. Hello, Linda Shafto. Why can't we have Templar names?
No reason why we can't, is there?
Oh, my lordy, 40, Cindy's on the YouTube side. Look at that. I should frame that picture right there, over here.
Wow.
There they are. They're all on that side. Hello, Katie. Hello, Robin. There's Ashley on this side. There's our new man. Take it easy on him. Dave Burrows. Hope everything's all right up there, David. There's Andre. There's Carol. Oh, my lordy, 40. This is Daniel's thing right here. Well, we'll figure something out. Hello, Tim. Hello, Tammy Hurst. Hello, Dan. Holy moly, holy moly, shmoly. Whoever this is. Google Play Ad. We'll take anybody. Whoever wants to come in. Free shot. The digger has not showed up yet. He usually comes in a little bit towards 7 p.m. And I try to get all my support hellos in and try to maybe get the show going at 7 p.m. Get it in early, get it out early. You know what I mean, Judy?
Yes, exactly, John. That seems to work well.
Yep, as long as my voice holds up and your voice holds up.
That's about it. Tonight we're both a bit hoarse.
Yeah. We'll get to some of that, Google, about... I looked again last night after I got off about... Is there only 22 seasons? 22 seasons, oh my God. Any 22 episodes, I couldn't get a clear answer. They don't even know what's playing. The Fellowship don't even know what shows are playing. That's why they don't come on and discuss things, because they don't know. They could have showed something somebody said 2 years ago. So that's why they can't say nothing until the program is shown to the world. Then they can say something, no matter who, even Rick.
Crazy.
It's nice to look into the future, Cindy says. Hello, Corian. There it is.
Oh, yes.
There it is. There it is. We got the official from Corian. There it is. 25 episodes for season.
Thank you. We've been waiting to hear.
Oh, my lordy, 40. Thank you so much. See, I don't know what they can say and what they can't say, so they know when to talk. You know what I mean, Judy?
Right, exactly. Thank goodness they do, and they're friends of ours.
Yeah, this way you dispel the rumors, you dispel the falsehoods and everything else, and you get straight to the point. Hello, Linda. All right, let me thank my YouTube supporters, the membership side of Betty, Mark, Tammy, Luke, Patricia, Sandra, Sideways, Dave, Jupiter, Carol, Super, Becky, Wayne, Alina, Nelson, Paul, Carol, Virginia, Gary, Rebecca, Barbara, Starlene, Jeff, Sandollar, and Roxy for all their continued support throughout the year, and also Joanne and Hardaby to hold up Patreon. And also to you, Judy, thank you for what all you do for the podcast.
You're very welcome, John. I love every second of it.
Got to thank Daniel Spino and Charlotte for all their hard work that we try to push people, not push people, but make their channel, the Oak Island Contemnium, more accessible, to have the world take a look at them. And I'm praying that Mouyan Osprey comes back in the spring. Maybe yes, maybe no. And this is, thank you so much. Hello, Potsy. I want to thank all my moderators, Tammy, Judy, Daniel, Starlene, Kathy, and Tanya from Portugal. Also on the YouTube side, Jeff M., David B., Gloria, thank them so much for being the marshals on the YouTube side. And to our lifetime contributor, that can we really use them now, the Starman, Chris Dona. I got to thank most of my main members from the Quest of Oak Island group. That's where the main members come from. And also on the YouTube side, we're starting to build up things tonight. We're on live Facebook and YouTube, and I'll download later to Twitter. Sometimes other platforms we're not on that much is Twitch, Rumble. We're on Discord, Instagram. Our Spotify is up to over 50,000 plays on Apple Podcasts, Google, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, and Amazon with Alexa to hear us, Judy.
Right, John. I still can't get over the Alexa thing, but anyway, that's good.
Yep. Let me get this up here. My other thank yous are to the Oak Island Compendium. Please join them, support them. There's my crew. Couldn't do it without them. Hello, Franklin. Hello, Eric. Hello, Liz. Hello, Joe. And here's Daniel and Charlotte. We'll be showing their video on their artifacts and analysis of last night's show. There's Mouyan Osprey that we hope that flies, gives us some insight. Hello, Betty Robinson. Also, we still don't know about the tours in the planning stage, but they're getting kind of late, Judy. So go see Tony Sampson, the Salty Dog Tours, and have a boat ride around them, around the island.
No doubt you won't be disappointed, guys, if you take that tour with Tony.
Yep. Now, let me put this out here. We had a late thing that Rick Linguina is on the official Curse of Oak Island page. I know with all this AI, you know, it's all fake, it's not real, blah, blah, blah. He's not on the internet. Well, this is a true piece of video. This is not AI. This is Rick asking for all the researchers around to look for a couple of books around the world. I know a lot of people maybe don't do that and go to Oak Island's page. So I made some screenshots because you got copyright laws. I don't know. Every time I try to post a video of something else, you got to get permission or you'll get a strike and all this. So I made screenshots of what he was saying. So I want to play that now. It's a real thing. It's a real thing he's asking for. And the only reason why it took him months, you know, Judy, they filmed this months ago in the summer.
Right.
The only way they can present it public is even Rick, after it's shown on an episode, then they can speak about it and show an image. Just like the researchers, it goes for Rick also. That's why he's not asking for help in the summertime, because he couldn't release the information until it was projected throughout the world. You got it?
Got it, John. Yes, makes sense.
All right, let's show this little thing I made up. I hope it's okay.
Hello, everybody in the Oak Island world. The Fellowship is looking for some help on some ancient books that John Edwards has. Two of them, and looking for three possible books out there in the world with ciphers and codes. The other three books, the fellowship needs our help in researching if we can find them for them. Here is Rick. If they have any information that might lead us to the location of these books, please reach out to Oak Island Research Team at gmail.com. Rick says, as always, your participation and the fellowship is deeply appreciated. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you back on the island. We'll do our best. Here we go. Thank you very much. See you tonight. Here's what they're looking for. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So that's the book they're looking for. You see that little island sort of looking like Oak Island, the ship below it. And if you have anything of pertinent information, imagine that. You imagine how many Gmails they're going to get, Judy?
I would imagine it'll be crazy, but I hope they get the book.
Yeah, I don't want that job. Send your email with proof to Oak Island Research Team at gmail.com. That's Oak Island Research Team at gmail.com. You know, almost like, you know, being part of the show.
Right, yes.
But I'm pretty sure if this was filmed, say, in July or August, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, they already got 9 months of searching for this thing. You know what I mean?
Right, yes.
Before they're telling.
Some of our folks are giving some suggestions as to where they can look, so I hope they read that.
Yep. We had High Hole Silver. Hello, Christopher. Thanks for coming in the chat. Christopher Morford in the Knight's Armor. You still in that Knight's Armor? What the hell's Corian doing to you? Next week, Wet and Wild, episode 20. Looks like they're going to have some flood tunnel problems next week, Judy.
It looks like it, John. It looks a little bit scary. I'm anxious to get it over with and see what happens.
Yep. And now, let's a little bit talk about the silver thing before we get into Judy's synopsis. When I first saw it, I'm looking at it, and people are saying like it's for to put feathers in a hat, and I'm going, or a knife sheath. But the first thing that came to my mind is like all the older individuals, like I know, always bought a silverware silver set. Your mother had it, or her mother had it, and they passed down all the silver spoons and the teacups, not the teacups, the teapots, was all silver. I thought for sure it was just the handle part of either a butter knife, a spoon, or a fork. What do you guys think?
John, that's what I thought of as soon as I saw it. I was sure that's what it was.
Let me hear you out there. Hello, Diane. Hello, Ray D. Franklin says he thought it was maybe a spoon handle. All right. But that's what it looked like to me. My set has like fancy designs before it hits the spoon and fancy designs on top, you know, like sort of carved grooves in the silver, Judy.
Yes, that's what I thought so too. It seems to me like it almost looks like it's too heavy to be the end of a tassel, but I could be wrong.
Yep.
Christopher says, I have some old fireplace bellows. It almost looked like the metallic tip to one of those.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep, that could be. That could be. Well, I haven't read your synopsis, but I wonder what they said it was. Did they say what it was, or they didn't know what it was? They just determined it was 90% silver.
Right. They don't know what it is.
But always making us thinking, now they need our help. How much interactive can we be with this show? You got me, you got the show, you got Daniel, the whole crew. We're all interactive here. We're here to help everybody. And a lot of times they told me, some of them do watch past podcasts for like instant response. You know what I mean? If there's a show and everybody's bad on it or something, well, I guess that information gets passed down. Do they care? I don't know, but they like people like us, podcasters, and people like you texting and typing to get the gist of what the public's saying. Because a lot of the public don't go to oakisland.com, don't go to their YouTube site. You know, they're like anti-corporate types of deals, Judy.
Right, John, yeah. So I hope that they read from our page, because I think our questions give out a lot of information.
Yep. Hello, Judy Neal. Greetings from Brazil. Gustavo is in the house. Robin says they thought it was a tassel. Yeah, Peter, bellows, that makes a good sense. But it could be almost anything, Judy, until they really find something that really matches it perfect on whatever they search for and whatever search bar they put it in, they come up with all these pictures, because I've seen these guys do it before. Not these guys, our members. All of a sudden, here it is. There it is. No matter where around the world, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I hope they don't take too long to come up with it, John, but they will at some point.
Yeah, remaining books are probably in the Vatican archives. Could be, Eric. You got to get those people back in the Vatican. Just go to the O
right.
section. What section do they go to, Eric? The O section for Oak Island?
Would have to be old.
CJO, thanks for coming in. I like the bellows, I guess, also. Never thought of that one. Yep. All kinds of different ideas here. All different ideas here. And at least we got that down. 25 episodes this season. Oh, my lordy, Judy.
So we got a ways to go yet, John.
There's robots in the house. Hi, all. Researching it as a silver musket ramrod pipe. Oh, boy. Let us know. I hear you, Daniel. The J section. John sent me to the Vatican. They'd throw you out if you said, well, John Steimer sent me here. They put you right in the dungeon in the cellar of it, whatever, with the chains against the wall, listening. And also want to mention when I was watching the show last night, and I did have some statements when this John Edwards came on to do his spiel in the war room, that I says, holy cripe, he's using the same information to base his find as our friend Peter Armanston. So, as you know me, Peter is a friend of mine, and I just wanted a notification that even though they sent about a 6-second clip of Peter, you know, showing him with the rocks on the table, Judy.
Yes, they did.
I wanted to make sure Peter, since 2013, gets all the credit for anything to do with the Tree of Life. He guaranteed me, since he has not watched the show, so he really cannot comment, but he told me this. This is Peter now. My interpretation of Nolan's Cross is out in the open. Let me repeat this. This is Peter Ardmanston I'm quoting. My interpretation of Nolan's Cross is out in the open. If searchers want to elaborate on it, then this is all good. John Edwards has spoken to Peter, and I say, it's A-OK with me. It's A-OK with Peter. Me, I got nothing to say, but I'm saying, at least John went through the channels, and I appreciate him that he did that, and Peter knows what's going on, because like I said, he don't watch the shows, so I just wanted to make sure that nothing was a little iffy. You know what I mean, Judy?
Right, exactly, John. Yeah, we want praise to go where it belongs, for sure, and Tedder did such a great job, and I wish they had brought him back.
Yeah, and the only question was, why didn't they call him? Even though John Edwards has different opinions out of different books, I understand that part. You know, Petters with the Shakespeare and all that. Why didn't they call him back and work with John, just like they work with Corian and Christopher? They work together, they splice them together, and we get all this information. Why couldn't they splice John Edwards and Petter, since John has new information out of new books or the old books, whatever we're looking for, with more codes and cryptic messages, and I'm lost in that area, and put him with Petter with the Tree of Life? And I don't think we even dug up any of the holes of the Tree of Life. One, they found that flat rock, and the Mercy Point and everything else. I don't think they even dug any of those out because they weren't really convinced of the Tree of Life. You know what I mean, guys?
Yes, John, either that or they did and they never told us.
Well, as I see it, they're not, how do I say? They weren't too convinced, that's all I can tell you that I know, of the Tree of Life without giving out other information. That's all I can say that was stated.
Right. Daniel says, I would like to see Petter back on the island. And then he says, bring in the source of the theory. I agree, Daniel.
Yep. And, Petter, just look back on his books and what he did 11 years ago. He almost bought a lot off people that were selling a lot. And I think, I don't know who ended up buying it. So Petter almost had a lot in the swamp. So maybe that's a little political reasoning that things might not be happening. I have a video on that. You'd have to look back on Petter Ardmanston's video with me. So I don't know if these guys are getting a little bit more political. I mean, they don't even talk to David Blankenship anymore. So I don't know what's going on, but I don't like that. I like teamwork, does the dream work, and go from there. You know what I mean, guys?
Right. Christopher says Petter is a genius, much respected. Thank you, Christopher. I agree.
Right. So I think there's a little political stuff going on there. I have videos on that with Peter himself saying it, just not me passing words. I'm just the middleman here. I'm just telling you where the information is. Go and see the video and surmise it yourself. You know what I mean, guys?
Right. That's what it's there for.
Nope. Hello, Scottish Digger. Who else came in when I'm babbling around? Oh, my lordy. It's 10 after 7. I'm getting late. You're welcome, Google. Where are you from, Google Playhead? John, nice time for streaming. Thank you, even if I understand not everything. All right, Judy, you getting ready?
I'm ready, John.
We got a lot of things to go through. All right, let me get your picture up here. We're going to do Judy's synopsis of last night. And I got the new picture of her and her cat. You got to explain this picture. I got you with your cat now.
Okay, all righty. That is actually my daughter's cat. And that little kitty is now very big. But I enjoyed him while he was little like that.
Yeah. We haven't got a new picture for 2024 because it started with me being sick and then Judy was sick and we're all getting crazy. I says, you know what? I want a new picture in there. So that's the picture I'm sticking in there.
Okay, sounds good to me.
All right, Judy, when you're ready, here's your synopsis from last night's show. It's all yours to the world, Judy. Thank you.
Okay, hey, everybody. Season 11, episode 19, Hi Ho Silver. Episode 19 opens in the southeast corner of the swamp where Billy continues digging around the man-made feature found 2 weeks ago next to the stone road. Gary has gotten no metal finds, but the team has found evidence that dowels have been used in the structure. Rick picks up what Gary says is several pieces of high-end pottery that will, of course, be tested. Gary then pulls up what looks to be a barrel stave that came up from deep down. This piece will be C-14 tested. Over in the money pit area, Marty meets with Paul from Dumas for an update on the progress of the garden shaft. Of the two sets left to be put in place, one has been completed at 102 feet down. The second set will take them down to 106 feet, and it will be at this point Dumas will start drilling horizontally towards the baby blob in hopes of entering the tunnel that they believe leads to the blob. Marty leaves so Dumas can get back to work. Later, we find the team in the lab getting the test results of the hand-forged nail found in the wall of the rectangular structure on lot 5 last week. Emma has put the artifact through both the CT scanner and the XRF machine and finds the nail is made of very clean iron with few impurities. This leads her to believe the nail could date back as far as the 11 to 1300s, but she says the date could be 15 to 1600. Laird then points out that this nail is too thin to have been used as a fastener, and he does not know what it was used for. The team decides more research is needed. The following morning, we find Ian in the southeast corner of the swamp examining the wooden feature, which he believes could be part of the stone road. He points to several stakes that are shoring up the square feature that have been hand-cut with an adze. Ian wants Steve to come and document the feature so they can add it to their grid before any more digging is done. The team agrees, so they will wait for word from Steve. Later that afternoon, the team meets in the war room with researcher John Edwards, who brings them his theory concerning Nolan's Cross. John has studied the texts and symbols of the Masons for over 30 years, and he believes from his studies of these sources that the Ark of the Covenant is on Oak Island. Using Petter Admonson's theory that he presented in 2013, with Peter's permission, John puts the symbol of the Tree of Life, as did Petter, over top of Nolan's Cross. And this, along with lines from a Masonic poem or song used in Masonic services called the Royal Arch Ode, John believes can pinpoint the exact position of the Ark if the Fellowship will allow him to do more research here on the island. The poem makes reference to a holy ark pointing darkly underground to a vault. Using other Masonic material that contains codes, John hopes to present the ark to the team in the near future. Because Nolan's Cross is on Tom Nolan's land, he gives John, along with the Fellowship, full permission to do his research anywhere he needs to go. Over on lot 5, Jamie has just dug up a shiny gold-plated button that would have been worn by a naval officer. A few minutes later, she pulls up a 3-inch long, half an inch wide rod of what looks to be pure silver out of the wall of the structure. Is it pure silver? And could it be a piece of silverware? To Emma, it goes. Back in the swamp, Steve has completed his survey of the area around the wooden structure, so the team is back at work. As Billy digs, Gary's beeper goes off as he detects the spoils, and he pulls up what looks like an old trowel. Gary wants this piece dated as soon as possible. As the beeper goes off again, Jack and Gary realize there is metal under a boulder. Jack lifts it and pulls out a foot-long, hand-forged iron spike with wood still attached to it, meaning it is probably a fastener. It goes right to the lab. Jack then stands up a log about 4 feet long on which the sides have been cut with an adze, and there is metal inside it. It will be tested. The episode ends in the lab with the team getting Emma's test results of the button and silver piece found earlier on lot 5. The button is copper with 3% gold plating or gilding on the surface from Emma, and Emma believes this is from the 18th century. The silver piece is 90% silver, and with a big smile, Laird declares this is the first silver he has found in his 40 years as an archaeologist. He said it could be the end of a tassel because of the decorations on it. More research will be done on these two pieces. They will be compared to the Phipps artifacts to see if there is a connection. Is the Ark of the Covenant on Oak Island? Join us next week, fellow questers, to see what John Edwards uncovers. And in the meantime, stay safe, please.
Excellent presentation, the Queen of Quest, Judy.
Thank you, John. Thanks, everybody. I enjoyed that one.
It'll be posted in our Facebook group, The Quest of Oak Island on Facebook, in its entirety. So you can look over it, print it out, whatever you guys do. And people, all the time, Judy, they say that's just like watching the show if they missed it for some reason, or their cable was off, or their satellite don't work. We hear that time and time again. I thank you so much.
You're welcome, John, and that makes my day. Thank you, Christopher. Thank you, everybody. Daniel says, I mean your majesty. Okay.
Unbelievable. Laundry Bob, hello. Anybody else that came in new, hello. Alrighty. Let's get to the screenshots. And then halfway through the screenshots, we'll have Daniel and Charlotte's artifact analysis here on channel QQQI. How was that?
John, I did want to stress that I didn't go into great detail on John Edwards' research because I know nothing about that stuff. But I know that Daniel and Charlotte are going to do a post later this week after they've done some research. So everybody watch for that, will you?
No problem, Judy. I don't understand a lot of stuff that goes on. That's why we got Christopher and Daniel and Corian and all those people that understand, and they explain it down to our level. So that's why we got them.
It is.
Alrighty, I'm clicking to the right. Here's last night's episode, guys. That's this place they're digging. They found a barrel strap. Here they are. A little foggy picture, but not bad. You up, Dan? I don't know, Renee. We'll see. It's all up to him. Very close to the stone piles here in the swamp, Judy.
Yes. There's certainly a lot of rocks there, isn't there? Wow.
We still got to find out about them with that Nolan's cross boulder that they found in the swamp, if that even lines up yet. So that's more information we got to watch out for, guys.
Right. I hope they come back to that, John, because that's really got me wondering, why is it there?
Yeah, I was looking for some of those wood dates on them cutout ceiling or floor or wall wood, but we didn't get no wood dates yesterday, so they're holding back on that. Okay, guys?
Right, yes. Darn it.
Hello, Turf Monster. Hello. Hello, Neil. And this little piece of pottery or a dish. I don't know, the sun was coming in and I couldn't really get a clear picture of it. But that's how it goes, guys. We get what we get.
It's pretty good, John. It's darn good.
There's some pieces of dishware, chinaware, dish, cup, who knows. But I was also thinking, guys, you know when they dug up that structure in the swamp and it was so, so low, way lower than the stone path, Judy?
Yes, I do remember.
Don't forget about the water levels. And if it's a Viking ship, that would still be way out. So Viking ships are smaller, not as deep. But yeah, I still think a Viking ship couldn't get in there with the water levels that were there in 1100 or 1200. You know what I mean?
Okay, John. I was wondering about that. Certainly they wouldn't have had any trouble at the levels now, right? But way back then, obviously, they couldn't get in.
No way. No way. All depends if it was a small little skipper boat. Yeah, you know what I mean? But I was thinking right of that, showing those poles. Like it was like some kind of dock holding up the soil there. So, well, if they're talking 1100, 1200, 1300, the boats were smaller, but the water was way back. And here's Daniel's whiskey barrel staves. There it is. We found one in the garden shaft. We found one over here. Rum, he says. Rum, not whiskey. Rum. They made rum.
Rum, John.
It was probably just as good as gold at the time, you know what I mean, for the common people. The gold and all that.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
The gold and all that, Judy, that's for the elites, you know what I mean? These gold buttons and this fancy stuff. You look at the commoner,
right?
Lucky they had shoes on. You know what I mean?
Exactly, John, and food on the table.
Was the dam, was the area dammed up to build up the water level in the swamp? Could be. Could be. You know what I mean?
Right, and that's possible, yes.
What they found in the swamp. I had to put that picture in. Too bad they couldn't get some kind of machine. I know it's been in the mud and maybe not in the bacteria, that actually something was left over from inside the barrel that sort of seeped into the wood. Not in Egypt because it's all dry and everything, but what about in a muddy, swampy, yucky, wet environment wouldn't it be so nice if they could get some kind of samples of what were in these barrels or sort of an idea, Judy?
It would be. I think so too, John. I don't know if they have ever tested for that, but I wish they would give it a try.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked that up. I keep on talking about it, but I forget to look it up. And there's the wood. Better picture, a clearer picture of the wood that was on the bottom.
Boy, there's lots of it, isn't there?
Yeah, and I was looking at these tags, so they probably tagged the location. You see those little round discs and that pin on the wood? You guys see it?
Yes.
So I want to make sure you guys see every little detail. I look at everything, every sliver, all around, and I noticed they tagged them all so they know exactly where it is. And then Steve was down there with the GPS wand, so know exactly where it was. But if it's collapsed, it looked too flat to be collapsed, and I still say this was the ceiling, and it's gouged out on the edge for support posts, not a floor. Usually a floor is just the dirt.
Right. I tend to agree with you on that.
Yep, Christopher. Greg looked a little fragile yesterday. I mean, they all get colds. They all have bad days, good days, just like me. And what would you say that tunnel is? I'd say 5 feet long. That's the width of the tunnel right there. You'll see it right there, almost like a railroad tie laying down. But think of that up on top. And it's 5 feet wide. And they're saying 7 feet deep, right? They're saying 7 feet high this thing is. Well, that's their drill program. We got to go by what they drilled out, you know, Judy?
Right, exactly. So it certainly wouldn't be difficult to get artifacts in there, would it?
No. No, they went down to 100 feet. I think it was 103. I got to look at the next screenshots. I wanted to see how far they went down from the 83. So they're at 100. So that's 17 feet more than last season, right?
Right, yes. Last night they were down to 106 feet.
There wasn't any signs of walls or ceiling. That drives me crazy. Well, if there are no signs of walls and ceiling, how did they get the 7 foot height? What do you think of that, Judy?
Yeah, I wonder, but I think it was at a different spot where they came up with that measurement, John, not in the garden shaft, if I'm right.
Right, it was a little ways away, I hear you.
You're right.
There it is. We're going to a total depth of 106 feet. I'm going to be going horizontal with that drill right there to see, take samples. But they got to find out where the gold and silver water direction is coming from. And that's what they're going after, I guess, right now.
Yes, it looks like it.
And they go to the lab. And there's the thin spike, or whatever they want to call it. Too thin to be in a foundation. Then they showed a couple of things at that location. The pipe stem, some pottery. Yeah, Eric, they got some kind of flood tunnel problems next week. And there's Emma in the lab. Could be 1500, 1600, or it could be like 1100s to 1300s. Oh, did they hit every century there, Judy?
Yeah, pretty much, didn't they? Well, I'm anxious to find out if she can tell the difference and find out where what date it is, actually.
Yeah, Google guy, they put this addition on. What, they finished it last year for the lab? I think that affected their tours because they were using the museum part for all their lab work. So they'll get it straightened out. I'm okay. Thanks for coming in. The underground goes left to right, depending on which way you're facing. Yep, the water, we don't know what angle the camera's in. You know what I mean, Judy? You don't know the water's this way, that way. We could be west, east, who knows?
Right, it's really hard to tell, isn't it?
Here's Robot with a little information here. We got to look it up. William Clark out of Boston had a prohibition molasses depot on Oak Island where he transferred and relabeled barrel molasses to Boston through Oak Island. There you go.
Wow.
Robin says, I love you guys. The 7-foot depth was the right of the garden shaft, approximately another 20 feet or so. Thank you, Robin. Now we're back out into the stinky swamp. And I'm looking at them posts sticking up. You see all those posts sticking up?
Yes.
And they got to be, look at the road to the left, or the wharf, or the stone feature. I would say they're at least 4 foot or more lower than the stone road.
It looks like it. Yes, John, it does. It's deep.
Hello, Patricia Lord. Thanks for coming in. So I'm looking all around. You see behind Rick, there's the boulder sticking out, that white boulder that they think is part of some kind of connection, but we'll find out. There's a closer look. I remember how they made docks before. It all depends how old it is, Judy. It's like they used to make a box, fill it full of rocks, up to the top, and put dirt on top, and then put wood on top, and that would be their boat dock. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. So there's every possibility that that's what it is.
Yep. But yet, it all depends on the year. If this, say this thing is 1200, well, the water wasn't up this far in 1200.
That's true.
I mean, probably from a storm, it would wash into the swamp that there's no road and there's no wall when there was nothing built there. But we got to find out the dates. Dee Dee, thank you so much, Dee Dee. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Dee Dee's in the house.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Dee Dee's a great artist, making crafts of booklets, pictures, photos, collages. Go check her out on YouTube, please. Very interesting stuff she does. I can barely draw my name.
I'm about the same.
You can put your channel in there, Dee Dee. Inkwell. Give her a follow. Give her a look. There's a better picture, but I tried to screenshot it, and it sort of got a whoosh to the left. And Rick and Gary are standing on top of it. It looks like pretty good planks around the bottom, you know what I mean?
It does. Like, it certainly looks well built, John.
Awful short and squatty, though. You'd think something, why would it only be like 12 feet by 8 feet by 12 feet and 4 feet high in the middle of nowhere, you know what I mean?
Right. That's a big question.
Could it have been an abandoned shaft that they refilled up?
That's a possibility, too.
If it's a dock, there wouldn't just be one section, not unless the whole thing, the rest of the thing just rotted out to nothing. But if this is just sort of a rectangular box, well, maybe it was a shaft. They have no reason to believe it won't be, but we'll find out during the few couple of weeks we have.
I hope we do anyway.
There's some of the wood they found that's done by an ads. Old time cutter. You know what I mean, guys? Like in this picture, it's like a little 12 by 8 platform because they dug all around it. There's nothing else around it, right?
Right. It looks like it's clear, standing on its own.
Renee, flood tunnel. Anything. It could be anything. We don't know. But I'm just saying, if it was a boat dock, it wouldn't just be one piece, say 12 by 8. It would be more wood all the way through, rotted all the way forward and backwards. No, you see, they dug the trench all the way around this platform. The only thing I can think of is a shaft.
Oh, I certainly hope they find out before the season's done.
You know, a wharf only that big, 8 by 12. Hello, Ann Sparks. So that's what was going through my mind when I first saw this little platform, that I didn't see anything else around it, and that's when my brain started going off.
Stu Wilson says maybe it's a signal tower.
I don't know. Well, we got to get the dates. And we're going into the war room. There is this guy, John Edwards. About the Masonic text. This is showing them lowering some guy into a vault with ropes. If they showed platforms every 10 feet, then we would have something there, Judy.
Right, for sure, John. I have to admit, this is interesting.
Yep.
Especially with what the guy's got in his hand that he's lowering down.
Mm-hmm. This guy, John Edwards, has two books, and that's why Rick is looking for the other three books that if somebody has, wonder how much they would pay for those.
Oh, can't imagine.
But who would have these things? Masons, who would have an 1824 book like this? Scholars, I don't know. Not me.
No, I don't either. And some have suggested they contact those in London, England that might collect these things. Yep. And have them.
Yep, Corian, get on the ball. He's all over the world, you know what I mean?
Oh, he is. Never know where we're going to find that man.
Yeah, but when he said this picture, and he said, well, that's the Ark of the Covenant on the bottom, the box with the two little lines on it.
Yes.
Isn't that the menorah on top?
It is the menorah, yes.
They didn't say that.
No, they never even mentioned the menorah at all. Just the Ark.
Corian, get on him. So guys, look back and see if they did say the menorah on top of the ark. I just remember hearing them say that box with the two handles was the ark. And I'm looking on top. That looks like the menorah. Not unless I'm seeing things.
Nope, that's what it is for sure. Robin says, do you really believe the ark is that small or lightweighted that he could handle it with one hand? No, Robin, I don't. I think it would take more than one person to handle that.
Right. And if the Ark of the Covenant is found on Oak Island, I will eat one of my Quest baseball caps.
Oh, dear. All right, John, we'll hold you to that.
Yep. Again, if they find the Ark of the Covenant on the Oak Island show, on Oak Island, I will be live eating my Quest of Oak Island baseball cap. There you go. There's the challenge okay. I put out there. I'll eat it live, Patricia. But then what happens if they don't find it? What's the prize for me?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we should come up with something. What would you like?
I know. I put it out there. It's on the internet forever, guys. I know what I'm doing. No gravy, Peter. Might take me a while, but and this is the really book they want to find, showing some of the island there. Looks like the island. I don't know, the lines sort of look like the property lines. How the heck would they know to write the property lines on there if this book was so old?
So, yeah, I know.
Keely, hashtag book. You can win a free book and a hat. Raiders of the Lost Linguini. So if we can find this book, the world sees it now on my end. People that don't go to the Oak Island sites, and all you people all around the world are excellent. Keep on searching, keep on looking. If you find something of importance now, you email it to oakislandresearchteam@gmail.com.
Christopher Morford did say right here that the menorah was not mentioned.
Why not? Don't know. But we don't even know if it's associated with Oak Island, so we got to find out. And there's the guy with one hand holding up a pure gold ark with the Ten Commandments in there. What else was in there? I don't know. Okay, Christopher, thank you. So that was the bottom of the picture, Judy.
Right. Yeah, to me, there's no way one man could handle that.
Well, we got to find the book and see how it relates. We got so many things about this that don't even relate to the thing we're looking for. It could be completely opposite. It could be completely not involved in what we're looking for. You know what I mean, guys?
Right, John, that's for sure.
You know, the Tree of Life. It seems like we're going on the merry-go-round, even though they're digging next week. And they found a rock or found a boulder, but that's next week on my pre-show Tuesday. I can't show you everything. What rock did they find? I think they found the Wisdom Rock when they tipped over that flat rock, Daniel, with the Petter. They found one. But I'm not sure what other ones they found or even tried to dig because they really didn't believe in the Tree of Life. Of course, we know where this is in the prison. There it is. Tying in the cross to the Tree of Life, like Petter showed him 11 years ago. There it is, before he connected all the dots. So Mr. Nolan says, when you come back, you're going to put an X on the spot. And there's Jack. Awesome. No way. Yes, Amber, the Mercy Stone that I still want him to dig out. And Daniel, what did he say?
He said, I am not caught up right now, John. I'm right. Behind for some reason.
Yep. Daniel says, I need full access to the island and I promise treasure spots and $40 of return bottles.
Good one, Daniel.
I don't know. No way. Awesome. Yay. That away, Gary. Beck. $2. to the dig this little shiny button. It would be an officer's button. Because of that little thing in the back. And there's where I thought the silver thing was a silverware handle, like she thought. You know what I mean, guys?
Right, John. It sure looks like one.
Yep, especially with those two lines on top. Then I can see the spoon on the next end. What? They called it a treasure. But Jesus, you know what I mean? Yeah, sure, it's silver. It's not a treasure. It's a spoon.
Exactly. Made of silver, which they wear at that time.
Mr. Phibbs' personal spoon. I mean, I think that was a little stretch calling it treasure, even though it is treasure in their eyes. It's not what we're looking for. You know what I mean?
Yes. Exactly. That's not what we want.
The stretch of that makes me sort of shaking my head when they do that. You know what I mean? I know, Robin.
Yes.
I know, Robin. I hear you. And Steven's going to be here to do this platform. And I think right now we're going to do Daniel's and Charlotte's analysis. And then we'll go on from there. Okay, guys?
Right. Sounds good.
All right. Let me know if it plays okay. And we'll go from there. This is from Daniel and Charlotte. Here we go. Let me know if it's okay in chat. 3, 2, 1.
Season 11, episode 19, Hi-Ho Silver. Artifact and feature analysis by the Oak Island Compendium. In this week's episode, Hi-Ho Silver, we are first taken to the southeast corner of the swamp, where the Oak Island team, consisting of Rick Lagina, Jack Begley, and metal detectorist Gary Drayton, continue to work at undercovering a structure that has recently been found. They mention that it appears that there is a southern and eastern wall to this structure that is held together in spots by dowels and knot fasteners. While exploring the spoils, they discover pieces of pottery and a barrel stave which indicates, in the opinion of the compendium, that some kind of cargo was being loaded and unloaded in this area. We then move to the new lab, where archaeometallurgist Emma Culligan is meeting with some of the other members of the Oak Island team to discuss the large spike found at the center of Lot 5 presented in last week's episode. The team mentions that it appears to be a unique piece because of where it was found and its size. Emma analyzes the artifact using a CT scan and an XRF scan to garner more information about its shape and consistency. Emma confirms that it is hand-forged wrought iron with a high sulfur content, with no manganese, which indicates an older artifact. It has few impurities and is not a fastener and maybe a tool. Emma can't pinpoint a date, but gives a range of anywhere from 1100 to the 1700s AD. Considering the artifacts that have been found in proximity to this piece, the compendium believes it is most likely from the 1700s. The scene shifted back to the swamp, where Dr. Ian Spooner joins other members of the Oak Island team to give his opinion of what they have discovered at this excavation area. Wooden planks have been found that are very deep, and posts that seem to make corners are observed, that look like they were made to be obscured because of the depth. He mentions that to build this feature, you would have to dewater the swamp, but the compendium suspects there was no swamp when this was built. Dr. Spooner mentioned that he believes these posts and the feature could be related to the Stone Road feature. It is noticed that the posts look to be adze cut, and it is determined that this feature could be historically significant, and surveyor Steve Guptill needs to be brought in to document it before they proceed any further. We are then taken to the war room, where researcher John Edwards presented his theory regarding a Freemason, Rosicrucian, Knights, Templar association, and believes he has discovered information that indicates that Masonic code was encoded. He believes this code and information was hidden and suggests that the Ark of the Covenant was buried on Oak Island. Edwards is a teacher from Maryland who stated that he spent the last 30 years studying symbology relating to Freemasonry, Rosicrucianism, Templars. Edwards shows a variety of books that he claims have Masonic code hidden in them. He references a Masonic song and refers to portions of it and suggests that the Ark of the Covenant was hidden on Oak Island. The song is listed as Royal Archode, 19th century, with no other information given about it. The compendium has investigated and learned that the ode was written by James Gates Percival, 1795-1856. Mr. Gates was a writer-poet, but worked primarily as a geologist. It appears that Mr. Gates wrote this Masonic ode, but wasn't a Mason himself. Percival was described as very shy and withdrawn and preferred to be by himself. Most likely this would preclude him from being an active participating member of Freemasonry. Mr. Gates' background doesn't seem to suggest he had any involvement with Oak Island, but he did visit Nova Scotia at one point as a brief advisor to a mine in Londonderry. The compendium will present a full analysis of this presentation in another article later this week. Due to the amount of information that was involved, the action shifted to the Lot 5 excavation site near the shore where archaeologists Jamie Cooper and Fiona Steele are continuing their excavation of the area. While working at the site, Jamie discovers what looks to be a gold-plated button. Upon inspection, she believes that it could be from a high-ranking military or naval officer. She said that it's unlike the other button that was previously found in the area. They continued the excavation, and Jamie found another interesting artifact. This appears to be a silver piece. She speculated that it could be a portion of silverware, but is very unique and has some decorative aspects on the end. There is then speculation that this could be tied to the theorized silver of William Phipps that has been discussed numerous times on the show. It is then mentioned that there was a link between the excavation site and the money pit, and perhaps this piece originated there. Both pieces are bagged and tagged and sent to Emma for further testing. We are taken back to the swamp, where the Oak Island team that includes Gary Drayton and Jack Begley are continuing their efforts near the shoreline. After going through the spoils, Gary unearths what appears to be an old digging tool that he suspects is a trowel. He said it was between the wood planks in this new feature. He said it was iron and looked to be old. After some more work, they discover what appears to be a very large fastener that still has wood encased around a portion of it. This can be analyzed for the wood and the iron content for possible dating. Jack then looked at some of the wood logs and noticed their cuts and saw evidence of iron in them. All of this evidence was collected and sent for further analysis. Our analysis concludes at the new lab, where Emma meets with some of the other Oak Island team, including archaeologist Laird Niven. They are there to hear the results of the testing on the button and silver piece discovered at the Lot 5 excavation site near the shore. Emma states that the button is gilded gold and has high levels of phosphorus. It's believed to be British and from a military or naval officer or gentleman from the 18th century. Then the silver piece is shown to be 90% silver, and Laird mentions that he's never seen silver like this in his 40-year career. They are not sure what it is, but speculates it could be the end of a tassel or a piece of a knife hilt. The association with William Phipps is mentioned again, and the scene closes. Until next week. Please visit www.theoakislandcompendium.com for the article and our other content related to the Oak Island mystery. Good day from the compendium, Daniel and Charlotte.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much.
There, very good.
Yep. Good. There it is for the world to see. Now we're back into the swamp. In the muck. There's what Daniel just showed you. Trowel. Another shot of the trowel. It's like a big spike that Jack got out from under that boulder. And there's that spike with the wood on it. That'll be a good one, Judy. It's got the wood and the spike together, like Daniel said.
Right. I'm anxious to see the test results on that one for sure.
Yep. Daniel was getting, Raymond was getting hyped up at the end. I don't know.
It was, wasn't he?
Oh, my lordy, 40. Holy mouillon. And there's Jack ready to pole vault. I mean, he took one log out. Yep, John, I hear you. We're always going back to the lab, Judy. We're going back to the lab. We're going back to the lab. That's pretty good. At least we find out what's going on, you know?
Exactly, and they can do it right there. And we get the results a lot sooner now.
Yep. Instead of driving to St. Mary's and waiting 2-3 weeks. I hear you. Tell Charlotte we said, very good job, Daniel. They're in the lab here. There's the old X-ray monitor. And there's another picture of the spoon. 3% gold. I guess that's treasure too, guys. More of a naval button. Could be an 18th century naval military.
Sure looks like it could be that, John.
Yep. And he's reminding everybody about the treasure trove license. We'll define that as treasure. Well, I guess it is. I don't know. But everybody, hashtag book. You'll win a free book from Corrine and Christopher, plus a free hat from me. Make sure you're doing that. Let everybody that's still in here. After an hour and 20 minutes. We're going to play a video from April 14th, 2023. Give us a look at what the island looked like on April 14th, 2023 by Mouillon Osprey. It's almost April 14th. Another, what, 3 weeks? Where am I?
Yes, John. That's about it. Yes.
Okay, let's watch this video of the island on April 14th, 2023. Then we'll get into a couple of questions, then draw for the book and hat. Here we go. Again, let me know if you guys see it, hear it, watch it. It's coming out okay. Ready, Judy?
We're ready.
Thank you. And there you go. Alrighty. We're real getting real close to the book and hat draw. I just want to put this out there for next week. Are you ready, Judy?
I'm ready, John. Good luck, everybody.
Well, first, I'm going to put these two screenshots up for next week just to tantalize you guys a little bit. Where did we see those pieces before?
I had actually forgotten about those till they showed them last night.
Yep. It says it could be related to the Vikings. So in episode 19, we finally see these artifacts coming back towards the end, which may say something, Judy. What do you think?
Yes, I've been wondering that too. The fact that they're bringing the Ark up again, John, makes me wonder if we are getting towards the end. Don't know.
Remember, it belongs in a jewelry box. It belongs in a museum. What they found in the beginning might help out in the end. What do you guys think?
I think that's a big possibility.
Again, we'll go over this preview next Tuesday, 6:45 with me for episode 20, Wet and Wild, the flood tunnels are going crazy. Then Judy will be with me Wednesday night at 6:45, God willing. To go over episode 20. And could this come back also? Ready, guys? Ready, Judy?
I'm ready, John. Let's do it. Good luck, everybody.
Who's going to win the jewel? So if everything's coming full circle, maybe this is the bingo point, Judy.
That could be, John. Could very well be. Although Marty has mentioned a season 12, so I do think we got one left anyway.
Right, but I'm just saying, the stuff they found early in the season is coming back at the end to give us some kind of idea what this is about, because they mentioned nothing of these items until now.
Right, exactly.
Alrighty, guys. We got 46 entries. If you want a hat before, please let me know if I can remember. I don't know. I give away so many hats. This year is going to be like 25 hats. They all cost money. They all cost postage. So anybody can help. We use up the membership fees and because they take 30% and everything. So everything costs. So let's go out with a bang for the year of 2024 and see if I can give a hat away all 25 weeks. 25 hats, 25 boxes. And we'll see what happens. All right. Now, yeah. Let me post one more thing because Corian cracks me up. Here we go. Ready, guys?
Hey, this is Corian. And in here, trust me, it's Christopher Morford. Tonight, you can win another copy of our book, The Jerusalem Files, The Secret Journey of the Menorah to Oak Island. Who knows? In this man's backpack.
Corey, and you're the best. I don't know how you come up with this stuff.
Well, that was darn cute. I was really looking close in those eyes of that thing to make sure Christopher really wasn't in there.
Yeah, I don't know about these two guys. All righty, we got 46 entries. Let's get it done.
All righty.
Here we go, guys. This is for a free book, free hat. I thank you all for being with me tonight and supporting me, and for Corian and Christopher for donating 4 books. This is the number 2 book. We still got 2 more books to give away, so don't give up. You got a lot of chances. 47. Did I just change the 47?
think so.
We'll give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zippo. Oh, my lordy, brand new player. Brand new member.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's great.
You have won a book from Corian and Christopher and a hat from me. Please put your address, if you can understand me, to questofoakisland@aol.com. And if you're international, I need your phone number. Again, it's questofoakisland@aol.com, if you can understand me. Your address very clearly, zip codes and everything else. And if you're international, please give me your number. If I don't hear from you in maybe 6 days, we'll just make it a double draw next Wednesday, Judy.
Okay, John, sounds good. That's quite the name, Google Foo, Playad.
So does that make sense, guys? After 6 days, if I don't hear from this new member or this new guy that's on here, or girl or whatever, next Wednesday we'll do a double. We'll give away 2 books and 2 hats. If you don't get back to me, el pronto. That's how the rules are. That's my new rule. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me, John. That makes it more fun.
Oh, God. Let's see here. Wow, really? He says, yep, congratulations. Everybody's saying congratulations. Just got to make sure monitors out there, moderators, help out if he goes to you. And we'll see what goes on. All right, Judy, that's all I got for today. If you want to say your goodbyes, and we'll get the heck out of here. I've been on for, I don't know how long, hour and a half. Oh, my lordy, 40. Holy moolyan!
That's all right, John. We've had lots of fun, and there was lots to go through tonight. Yeah. Thanks for coming, everybody, and thank you for taking part in chat, all of you. That means so much to both John and I. We like to know what you're thinking. Have a good week. Enjoy Oak Island next week, and let's hope that nobody gets drowned in the garden shaft. And in the meantime, please, everybody, I love you all. Stay safe, please. You too, John Stemmer.
Okay, thank you, Judy. We'll be talking to you later. Thank you so much. And everybody.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Yep. Thanks to everybody that came in for the podcast. All the kinds of screenshots will be posted on the Quest of Oak Island Facebook page, or her synopsis will be printed out. Same old on Wednesday nights. Thank you, Daniel and Charlotte. And the sooner you get me your address and telephone number, the sooner we'll get it out to you. If it's international, it might take a while. All right. But remember, members, what do I tell you? What do I say? Always go forward. You may get a setback in your life, but just believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams, no matter how old you are. It doesn't matter, for tomorrow's a never given. Never. So enjoy yourself day by day. Because this crazy world, I can't even mention how many prayers and how much is needed for this whole world. It's too much. So as my friend Jan says, you keep smiling, you stay safe, just like Judy says. You stay strong and you stay positive. You keep that positivity going within yourself, mentally, physically, as much as you can. If you can't, there's help out there to go forward. So thank you for joining me and Judy tonight. I'll see you Tuesday pre-show. The flood tunnels are pouring in the garden shaft. And anything else comes up, you'll see notifications if I do my short little YouTube clips. I hope you enjoyed this podcast with me and Judy. Thank you. Take care, and bye-bye.